What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Opposite field home run, Seiya Suzuki.
Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station. The Score!
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified. We'd like to welcome all of the White Sox fans that have come back to hang out here with us for the rest of the afternoon, because there's no point in you listening to that game or watching that game, because that game is over. It is 10-0 with nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. I was sitting there going, Dallas got to go at least four. And Tony was like, nah, this one plus that he gave us is good enough. We got to go to the bullpen in the second inning of a doubleheader.
Day one of a doubleheader, game one of a doubleheader, when your 29th guy's an outfielder. It's not a pitcher.
Yeah.
It's Adam Haseley, the former Philly. So I'm surprised to see Tony go get Dallas. That is a level of veteran respect that will not be afforded to young Tanner Banks.
Did Adam
who's
Haseley
on his way in.
Pitch at some point? Because he might have to pitch today. Yeah, if you don't think we're going to see position player pitch in this game, you crazy, because that's exactly what's going to
Thank
happen.
Thank God it's only seven innings.
No.
Nope. We're back to nine.
We're back
baby.
To nine.
They refused.
We are so back to nine.
A lot of people have had that thought today. That is Gabe Ramirez. I got to work with Gabe today, man. I'm excited.
I'm very excited, too.
Look at that.
I'm glad to do a transition with Lawrence and Spiegs.
Right? Let's go.
Gabe's my guy from way back.
Sometimes I forget how long I've known you.
What are you talking, like 15 years, something like that?
I think it's more.
I think you're probably right.
Because if you go back 15 years, we're only at 07.
Oh my God, you're right. It's probably like 20 years.
That's wild.
That's really crazy.
From radio circles or otherwise?
Yeah, like knowing each other from here in the softball league and everything
Shout
else.
Shout out you. What's that?
Shot Tanny. Shot. He got to take a shot every time softball's brought up today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, it's going to happen a lot.
Shot. Take another one. Softball is great.
See, I always think of when I first met Lawrence was at Wrigley Field. He was an intern at the time for this radio frequency.
Oh, wow. WMAQ.
For WMAQ. You were an MAQ intern, and I was a score intern or producer at what we used to lovingly call
the bunker.
Yeah. And when everybody goes there with a microphone, we don't call those.
The game bang?
We call that anymore?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that's still what it's called.
I mean, it's
the scrum.
The
you want to say the media scrum?
I think we'll go with scrum.
All
scrum
right.
Feels better. But yeah, no, well, I remember meeting you there.
Did you guys like look at each other and you guys were like enemies, or is this like a
no?
Cool,
like I
cool?
at that point, I was just trying to keep my head on straight because
exactly.
I was 19. I was 19 years old, and the producer of the show that I was working on quit, and they made me the producer.
That's always fun.
So, you know, I was 19 years old producing the old Sports Huddle show on That's WMAQ.
Yeah, look over here.
So, that was pretty crazy. So whenever they gave me an opportunity to get outside the house, because usually my time was just spent in the studio.
You go.
Over there, I would go. So getting a chance to get an actual, I still have it somewhere, like my WMAQ credential. Like, that's dope, right?
Yeah,
like, that's a dope thing to have.
We must ask questions. One of the banner radio stations in the history of this nation.
Yes. And to me, it's awesome to have interned on that frequency and now to be hosting on that frequency, which you can relate to, Gabe.
Yeah. I did that on B96, interned there, and then hosted at one point. No longer.
No longer?
No, you're here.
I'm weekending over there.
That's what I thought. I was like, you're still there. You're still in the zeitgeist.
We stole you away, man. We went down that hall and stole you away.
Well, talent, bring it over to the score.
That's
what we do.
Yeah.
And now he can actually talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, there's no records here. You don't get to set up a record this afternoon.
I know. When you get that extra second to breathe without feeling like you're behind the clock and you have to play a song, it does feel pretty good.
Yeah, see, there's no Megan Thee Stallion here. See, like, you don't have to worry about that.
I was looking for her.
Conversely, I'd like to hit a post. I'd really like to hit a post. Okay,
we do. We do that sometimes.
Every
like
once
we
in a
walk
while.
Up to a post and. Yeah. Take it there and show off the radio chops.
Uh-huh. You get to back sell a song. I never hear you guys mention the songs you guys are talking out of.
I do sometimes. Sometimes I can't help myself.
Yeah. I'll make a reference to it.
And it's one of the most fun things on this show because Chris Tannehill always is thematically appropriate.
Okay.
Every single bump has been thought of in that way. So you just got to listen deeper. And sometimes I don't know and I ask in the talk back, I'm like, what is this? Because I think I know a lot of things, but Tanny's got a wide depth and breadth of stuff that I do not know.
You two are the probably most musical people on the score, wouldn't you say?
No, it's Speegs and Tanny. I would say that they're the most musical. I have some...
Speegs, don't... We know you're there at the top. It's just a matter of who's falling behind you.
Yeah, I think it's probably Tanny.
It's funny. I just went to text Lawrence this morning to tell him that pizza was coming, and it did, from Peace, from our friend.
Shout out to Peace. That was on point and on time.
Oh, that New Haven-style pizza.
I'm here for it.
Right over there.
All day long.
Peace in Bucktown on North Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Right off of Walcott.
Yes, there it is. So just phenomenal. And the hot dogs, atomic sausage that's on there and everything.
If you miss hot dogs, that's the place to be.
That's the only place you can get it. You find that and Wrigley. There's the sausage stand in the bleachers behind and underneath where the bleachers are. You can get hot dogs
there. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, that's something else to keep in mind the next time I go there.
Yeah.
Ray didn't open for my show today, Speaks.
Yes, sir.
That people on the text lines and inside Twitch said was Tanny-esque.
Woo!
What is that?
I'm not worthy.
How long is it?
2 minutes.
Can I hear it?
Oh. Okay.
You want to hear it now?
I'd like to hear it right now.
That's great.
Yeah, like Ray put his draws in this one.
There we go. So I was looking at my text, and my last text to you from before the pizza was when I had just been in Vegas and seen Silk Sonic in their residency in Vegas. And I knew we needed to talk about it with you, but I did talk about it with you, but I didn't tell you because of what they did. They took some Bruno Mars song, which is the one that goes, Lucky For You, That's What I Like.
That's what I like. That's what it's called, yeah.
So, but they put it over Can't Hide Love, the Earth, Wind, and Fire track.
No.
Yes. And you couldn't tape it because they took all our phones, but I know how much you love that Earth, Wind, and Fire track.
Oh, that is joy right there.
And so the whole thing, and I'm like, about halfway through, I'm like, man, this sounds just like that EWF track. Do they know? Of course they know what they're doing. Then they played the horn part from the EWF track at the end. So it was a perfect live mashup. And if you knew, you knew. But if you didn't know, they didn't tell you.
That is outstanding.
Right? Well, you love moments like that?
You can now have a lot of fun with Gabe in here because he is Mr. Music Festival, knows all the people in town. And
I would like to think.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess now technically it's you and Speaks.
I was going to say that the trio right here is pretty.
It's not bad.
We
but
can
I mean,
do like a music show.
Look, I don't want to downsell like how into music Chris Tannehill is. Like, I think that guy's a genius. I think he's a genius as a DJ, and the stuff that he knows about music and different genres, he's pretty high up there. I would never put myself anywhere close to that.
When you grow up on the Northwest side of Chicago like that, and you're just influenced by so many different cultures, that becomes part of your soul. So I'm sure that's Tanny. I got to talk to you about music more often.
Yeah,
we'll have a chance this afternoon. We'll pick Gabe's brain a little bit.
I like that.
I'll let Gabe pick Tanny's brain.
Okay. That works for me. As a listener, I'm down.
Nobody can pick my brain. Everything I know is already out there.
There's still stuff.
I don't know.
There's still stuff in the recesses of your mind. Yeah.
Or I might bring it back.
Let me give you this. Let me give you something in the recesses of my mind here. Okay, ready? Who leads Major League Baseball in home runs? Anybody know? No. You don't know because it's C.J. Crone.
Is it really?
C.J. Crone of the Rockies was on a minor league deal last year, and then he hit a whole bunch of homers last year, had like the third highest average distance of home run. He's now, this year, has like the second highest average distance of home run. Dude is a power hitter. He's a bomber. He's got six. Nobody else does.
I know who one of the league leaders in on base percentage is. It's Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah, he is.
581 speaks.
Where's Tim Anderson in errors after today?
I mean, he's going to be the leader. He's going to be the leader in errors. They look like nine drunk dudes. I'm dead serious. They look like nine dudes that were like, oh, we don't have to play on Tuesday? Let's get it on. That's what they look like today. Like a bunch of hungover dudes were out there trying to play baseball.
That said to themselves, we're playing against the Guardians today. we can do something else, not necessarily taking them seriously because they were once. I don't know. It looked bad this morning. I mean, this afternoon as we were watching.
It looks really bad. It looks sloppy. It does absolutely look like a team that had 2 days off and is playing like it. The final line on Dallas Keuchel, one inning pitched.
One plus.
Nine hits, 10 runs. Ooh. Seven of them are earned. Seven earned runs in one inning for Dallas Keuchel. The ERA now sits at 15.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
It's going to be a little while before he gets that one under 10.
Yeah, that's bad. So you want to hear the open?
Man,
yes.
One question.
Yeah.
What the Dallas? Dallas, what are you doing?
This is Tammy's T-Pain. new favorite
good.
Thing in the world. It's T-Pain asking the city, I believe, of Dallas what the hell's going on with him. But for our purposes,
I like to just text Layla different cities in Texas whenever he's bad. I'm like, look at what Amarillo is out That's here hilarious. Doing today.
She's loving it.
What? Look at El Paso and the way that he is going about it.
He doesn't deserve El Paso today.
Lubbock Keuchel is out here giving up seven earned runs.
Okay.
Fort Worth is really not getting it done today.
Can I hear T-Pain again? This makes me smile.
I gotta tell you, man, one question. What the Dallas? Dallas, what are you doing?
Odessa Keuchel got lit up today in Cleveland.
Shout out, love you.
Katie Keuchel.
Katie Keuchel got lit up.
All right, so can we hear Ray Diaz's open?
Yeah, I don't know if Tanny moved it.
I know. Ray's right there.
All right, let's do it. This was what the listener said was a Tanny-esque.
Yeah, we'll
open.
See. We'll see.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Poof. David Ross appears. The manager of the Chicago Cubs joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline.
What's up, Lawrence? How are you, my man?
Do you think that you have a little bit more of a diversified offense now?
Oh, for sure. I think we have a little bit more contact-oriented group, you know. I think it's all a balance of finding your mix offensively.
Talking with David Ross, the Cubs manager here on The Score, I started off before you jumped on the line with me, Rossi. I was talking about Seiya Suzuki. Seeing the amount of pitches that he sees in an at-bat is really cool. Did you know that that was in his profile when they told you that he was going to be a part of your team?
Definitely. I think, you know, when we looked at Seiya
I don't know what happened there. Like, we need to call Ross back because I think the Cylons got him.
Attention.
Let's go, Ray.
Be with us shortly. His ship has landed at the air dome.
I've got a theory that there hasn't been any improvement in actual cell phone stuff because now it's just a computer. And so when you try to have a call with someone, the Cylons come and get you.
Presenting His Eminence, our Imperious Leader.
It's the engagement process. It's him asking the questions to have the engagement with Jason Hayward and Ian Happ and the other outfielders to talk about how Wrigley plays.
Some people are like, he sounded like Satan when the Cylons got him. We'll play with the snippet for the people that didn't hear it. And then we can have some fun with it. Like for the music behind it or something. I don't know. Do you think that you have a little bit more of a diversified offense now?
Oh, for sure. I think we have a little bit more contact-oriented group, you know. I think it's all a balance of finding your mix offensively.
I don't know what happened there.
Make me a bicycle clown!
So I thought Ray put his drawers well in that
done.
Open.
Well done, Ray.
He put his drawers in it.
The Diaz difference on in full effect. The man is standing and accepting his applause. It's amazing what happens when you get away from morning show hours. Just like the bloom.
You have some energy to actually think.
Oh yeah, you got two dudes.
Yeah, you know about that.
Shout out Ray one time. I see you.
Look at Gabe chiming in immediately. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar.
I sleep so much better now. Although you do have the two little ones.
True.
That you have to.
But it's 1:30 and I'm not sleepy. And I think that's the one thing that you, when you come off the morning show, 1 o'clock, no matter what day it is, you're tired.
Uh-huh.
And so a day like today, you're not too bad.
See, that's a beautiful thing. And Ray is in the full bloom of his creativity and I would assume his sexuality. You know?
I mean, that's not for me to say. But I will say that he makes a difference. Like, people talk about the Diaz difference.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
The king is here. He is out here doing stuff and making my show sound bigger than it actually is.
There it is.
Which is great.
That's a beautiful thing.
Did it take him longer to edit that than it did to produce your show, though?
Probably.
Because that was intense, man.
Tanny, what do you think of that?
It's very seldom that a production piece around here makes me laugh. Like, genuinely, I enjoyed that very much.
See? You got the Tanny approval, then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm on the right track. Ray is the man. He makes it a lot of fun.
There it is. When you talked to Darnell Mayberry today, did you guys discuss his alternate plan for Patrick Williams' maintenance that he detailed in his Athletic article yesterday? I was very fascinated by that because I think Billy Donovan's in a very tricky spot because Patrick Williams played in game one like a dude who should not start game two.
I agree with you.
And I know that you have been looking forward to his defense on Giannis. But they're double-teaming Giannis every time he's got the ball anyway, and then sprinting around the perimeter to cover the passes and to rotate. And you could do that with Javonte Green.
You sure could.
And Javonte Green would, A, probably take a wide-open three in the corner if it was handed to him.
Without hesitation.
Yes. And B, make a pump fake and drive hard to the basket, which we have seen him do time and time again, which is all that person needs to do. Whether it succeeds
Correct.
Or not, the threat of that person, that fourth option in the corner, attacking with regularity is essential in order for the big three to have room to function, in order for the offense to really do anything.
Will was on with Bernstein about a week ago, and he was saying how what he would do with Patrick is this. Look, man, he'd take him out anytime that he wasn't doing what he needed to do and then say, what you're doing is fine, but we need more from you. My add-on to what Will is saying is, I would tell Patrick, you got 15 minutes. I'm going to play you 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
For the 15 minutes that you're playing, I want you to play like your hair is on fire. I don't want you to worry about DeMar or Zach or Vooch. Go get yours. Go run. Run the floor.
At this point, he needs to be prodded. When is the last game, when everybody was there, that he played like that? When he was late for shoot around and got yelled at by DeMar and also urged by DeMar and Zach to go out there in that same game and just go attack, attack. Maybe it'll click at some point, but right now, that is a dude who needs to be prodded and pushed into aggressiveness.
It's unfortunate that he didn't have a full season to actually get to that point, and he's at the very end where everyone is saying, hey, this is what we need from you in order to win, and he feels that pressure on his shoulders. But I think something that you can say to him in addition, Lo, is, yo, you are as good as these, you know, in his mind, like, yo, you are as good as these people. You can be as good as these people if you put in maximum effort, or at least you can offset some of their productivity. So, yes, P. Will, get back out there and attack the rim like you know you can, play defense the way you know you can, grab boards the way we know you can, instead of us having to sit back and maybe potentially regret leaving you in that starting lineup for someone like a Javonte Green.
Absolutely. And here's the thing that Darnell had suggested, because if you heard in the postgame, Billy was full of praise for Derrick Jones Jr.'s minutes in game one. He went out of his way to praise those minutes and that activity. And so the subtle adjustment that Darnell brought up would be to replace Vooch with Williams as your second string big playing alongside either Javonte Green or Derrick Jones. So that's when Giannis and Portis are playing together in the second unit. For the Bucks, the Bulls would not be at like some massive size disadvantage
right.
when Brook's not out there. Brook Lopez isn't out there. The smaller lineup will let them scramble a little bit, will let them, you know, give them obviously energy as Derek and Javonte provide, and not have Patrick feel the benching. Because I understand you worry about him on a personal level, feeling the benching here at the end of year two, going into year three, when you need so much from him next year and beyond.
I keep thinking about like Fast and Furious and going, okay, I got this incredible car and Patrick Williams. I need the Javonte Green engine to be dropped into that incredible car.
I love his engine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if he was built up like P. Will, like that guy would be a menace. He'd be an absolute menace.
Damn, that's sports, isn't it? Because most guys who have the build don't have the engine, and most guys who don't have the build develop the engine.
And that's why he's been injured, because he attacks the rim with tenacity, and he plays at that level, and you wish he had, like you said, a bigger build to be able to withstand that, but I'm all on board for more Javonte. I mean, he's who carried us throughout the middle of the season, whether it was starting, playing defense against some of the biggest guys, or hitting threes, as you mentioned, Speaks. He's somebody that can give your team that spark and plays without fear, which it seems like a lot of times the Bulls are playing with.
It's absolutely crazy. If the Bulls and Donovan could get P. Will to attack for three or four games, that whatever's left in this series, I would consider it a victory. Even if they lost the series 4-1 or got swept.
Sure, if you had the optimal aggressive version of Patrick.
If at the end of this, all of us as Bulls observers and fans could go, I see it, and everyone is in trouble.
Next year. Right.
If that's how it ends, then I could be happy with it. But when he passed up the shot on Sunday, I'm like, you didn't learn a damn thing from that game against Minnesota. Like, I know that DeMar was literally standing right next to him, and I understand that he probably is like, man, I need to go get yours.
Yeah.
Go and get it.
But you see Zach and you see DeMar, they feel a certain type of way if you come down the court and they're not getting that shot. So I could see where someone like P. Will is saying, hey, man, I don't want these guys to get inside their own head, because then what ends up happening? Zach ends up shooting a 28-foot three.
Right.
DeMar takes the ball and just holds on to it.
30-footer.
But those guys are grown-ass men, and they'll deal with it, and they know that their time will come. And they also are made guys in terms of going out to get theirs whenever. Your mandate from Donovan, from everybody, is go and be aggressive, Patrick Williams. And he says it. He says it after games. Like, yeah, it's not all on them. I know what I have to do. It's a matter of me doing it. So I feel you, Gabe. He does seem like a guy who does not want to rock the boat, does not want to upset the stars, but your coach is telling you to go ahead and just do you.
Bleep everybody.
Yeah, you have to.
Go nuts. That's what I would like to see Patrick Williams do.
Yeah.
Give me a point total, Lawrence.
Tonight?
No, I'm saying in a perfect world, when you're talking about people going crazy and looking towards the future next year, he needs to score how many points in order for you to feel like that?
12-8.
Okay, that's very doable.
Completely doable.
Very
12-8.
He went 1-for-3 from the field the other day. Took 3 shots.
This is my point.
Shoot 7 shots. Shoot 8 shots.
Shoot 10 shots. 10,
get a rebound and put it right up.
I'm good with that. If you get a rebound and you're in there, yes. But like,
run the
when
floor.
When it is swung to you, attack.
What he should be doing is like, yeah, you had that moment and you probably did box Giannis out in that moment.
Yeah.
You should be watching how he just acts. I was joking about it on Monday's show. Watch P. Will run the floor in transition.
Mm-hmm.
He runs with his hands up. He doesn't want to knock people over. And my whole thing is, fam, if they're in your way, I'm not even mad at you for taking that foul. Run their asses
and
over.
And strong.
Run them over. Let them know that you're there.
Yeah, as long as you don't do Luke Voigt to Tyler Stevenson last night.
Or what Cat was doing. Cat was out here trying to give him the little hip action with the knee.
It failed the first time, and he got him the second time.
He got him the second time for sure.
Yeah, so we will talk plenty of Bulls along the way. We'll talk plenty of Bears along the way. Looking forward to discussing a lot of different things with our guy Gabe. When we come back, we're going to get rolling, though, talking about managing your friends. Because big moment for David Ross last night, in my opinion. We will discuss that, among other things. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Thank you, Lawrence. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Boys.
It's Spiegs and Gabe here on Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.